Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kate Olson.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kate, Extension, of course, Cass County and Extension across Iowa and the nation is always doing something. And I know something you've been working on are canning classes. And
They're going to be. This is actually a program called Preserve the Taste of Summer. It came out last summer. Extension updated all of their canning publications. It's all new. It's all updated. The latest food safety information. If you've got a tried and true recipe, that's great. It may have been updated. they've updated a lot of the canning times and temperatures for better safety. So if you want to make sure that what you're canning out of your garden or your neighbor's garden is going to be safe to eat when you go grab it off the shelf in 6 months, you may want to check some updated canning resources to make sure that you're using the best possible canning methods.
And, of course, safety is the highest priority, but there's also costs involved there, the economy. You know, if you can something and the next time you go to use it, it's spoiled, you've lost a whole lot of produce and time, and sometimes the lids have to be replaced. You know, so there's an economy here, but like I say, safety's first, but other things are involved.
And really, almost, I mean, I do a little bit of food preservation, and once you take the time, make the effort, and put a little bit of yourself into every piece of what you're canning or preserving, to open that up and find it bubbled or spoiled or moldy is
really
depressing.
Yes, it is. So, and of course, there are those few things, those low acid things, won't show any of that stuff. Right.
They'll just make you very sick.
That's right. So that's some part of the things I'm sure you're taught. They're going to be kind of reminding people of in this canning class.
Exactly. So what I'm excited about right now is when they brought this program out last summer, it was an online-only class. You had to go online, take the classes, and then you could sign up for hands-on workshops to be held around the state after you'd completed the online classes. We've had limited success around the state with people signing up to take the online classes at the same time so we could have the sessions where they're convenient for people to get to. So they've come out with a new model, and they're encouraging county offices to host these sessions. They still will be online sessions, but we'll watch them live just like they're watching a movie, just like you're watching a presentation. There will be someone there to help answer questions and stuff like that and moderate the whole thing. So you'll come in and watch the classes at the Extension office, and then there will be a group of your peers that you take the class with that we will schedule the hands-on workshop for you to complete the second half of that training, and then you will be all up to date on the latest methods in canning. And plus, it's fun. You get to it all of the different canning and preservations. For the low-acid foods, you get to can a vegetable, and they provide all of that. You just show up, and then you take home some canned food. For the high-acid, the water bath canning, you take home some freshly made salsa. And then they do jams and pickles, too. So.
Oh, great. And, you know, it's good for people who've been doing this, maybe haven't done it for a long time to get updated. But I'm thinking if there's somebody new, because I keep hearing that there is interest in this, and so they can try it out, and maybe they'll decide they really don't want to do this because it is some work. But on the other hand, they may decide it's a creative process, sort of. You know, like you said, you put a lot of yourself into it and keep that good food. So they get to try it out without having a lot of expense in terms of equipment. Because equipment, if you go out to buy a pressure canner, is not cheap.
It's not cheap. And like you said, we've seen an increased interest in people growing their own food. This is kind of the next natural extension of that, is what do you do with all that food? I know, as always happens, the week that I was at fair, my tomato plants went crazy. I had baskets and baskets of tomatoes sitting on my counter after I got back from fair. So what do you do with all that? You can't possibly eat all that. You can give it away, but...
And you could freeze some of it, but run out of freezer space.
And we also teach about how to properly freeze and prepare it so once you thaw it out, it's usable. So that's another, even if you want to freeze, and we do freeze a lot of our tomatoes, but if you don't do them correctly, you can't use them once you're done with them.
And lots of possibilities there. So you have lots of choices. And somewhere along the line, do you talk about drying also?
We do talk about drying. There's actually how the classes work is if you sign up for the classes, first of all, for one series, it's $50, which includes a 2.5-hour class. For the first half of that class, you'll talk about just the basics, the safety and the methods. That's the same for everybody. And then for the last half of the class, which would be the portion you're just kind of sitting and watching and learning along, you get to pick two methods that you find really interesting to you. So we have high acid foods and freezing. Those two are combined because the hands-on workshop is similar for those two. The low acid foods or pickling. And then we have fruit spreads and drying foods. Those are combined. So those are the three workshops you can pick from, whichever one of those you're interested in. Like I said, it's $50 to watch the class and then attend the hands-on workshop, which is about a half day long. Everything is provided. Like you mentioned, if you have no experience with a water bath canner or a pressure canner, a lot of people come in, they're like, I'm kind of scared of the pressure canner.
Oh, yes, always.
Because when it gets to rocking and rolling. And
they've heard some story about it being on the ceiling.
It just looks like it's going to blow up. Yeah. Most of them are fairly safe if you use them properly. But yes, for these workshops, you do not have to bring any of your own equipment. You will learn how to safely use equipment and even what to look for if you're wanting to go out and buy your own, or a lot of them you can pick up at, you know, used venues or on garage sales, but things to look for even if you want to pick up a used one to make sure that it's still safe.
And saying used, you are checking pressure canners, and that includes the ring and the gauge and all that sort of thing. So
yes, if you do pick one up, we will test them at the extension office. We'll test the gauge for free.
Good way to save a lot of money if you know what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay. So when is all this happening? How do we proceed next?
All right. So how we proceed next? The dates that we've set for these. If you are interested in learning about hot water bath canning for high acid foods and freezing foods, so this would be like salsa making, that is scheduled for Tuesday, the 21st of August, and all of these classes will be from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and they'll be held at the Extension office. On Thursday, August 23rd, we'll be going over the basic pre-lessons for pressure canning for low-acid foods and preparation of pickled or fermented foods. And then on Thursday, the 30th of August, we'll be going over preserving fruit spreads and how to properly dry foods. And, of course, there's a hands-on workshop that matches each of those.
Okay. So if people say, you know, she was talking about that and I don't remember the date, they can call you.
Absolutely.
And that's 243-1132. Somehow that number's in my brain.
1132,
easy number. But they could also go on the web.
Yes. All of the information about this canning class is posted online at our website, which is just Google Cass County ISU Extension is the easiest way to find it.
Yeah, remembering all that. Yeah, you bet. And so all of it will be there to give people information. So if you've been saying, oh, I'd really like to can, but I don't know what to do, here's your opportunity, and a great opportunity.
Yep. And if you want to learn about more than one method, we have different pricing, you know.
Okay.
So if you have more questions about that, please feel free to call. I'll explain all of it in detail, and I can explain what each method consists of if you're not sure what you want to learn.
You bet. Okay, that's great. It's great that you're getting this all put together. Okay, I want to switch topics because I know in the past that there was a group working on a Cass County resource directory. Who do you call? Who do you contact if you have a question, a problem, a challenge, whatever? And you know, a lot of times if we haven't used them or we don't know somebody who's used them, it's really difficult. So you had this group put this together, and now it's available.
Yes, it is. It's available online, actually, and it's available in print version. It was most recently updated this spring, so we will be updating it again this fall, but we try and keep it updated. It's on our website. If you go to the Cass County Extension website again and then go About Us, there's a link on the top that says Cass County Resource Directory. It'll pull up as a PDF. But what it is, it's just a little four-page booklet that everything from local churches, local advocacy groups, contact information throughout the county for child care, counseling, employment resources, financial management, low rent housing, law enforcement contact information, health care resources, hotlines across the state of Iowa. They're all alphabetized by topic, and by local contact. So we do have these, of course, available in a few of print copies at the extension office, or we can make more if you need them. We don't print too many because we try and keep them updated. The nice thing about the online version is as we get links, we're also adding links. So if you want more information about a specific agency, you can click on the link online and follow it to that agency's homepage to find their most current contact information and any programs they may have going on.
I think this would be particularly helpful for somebody new in town, but even of those of us who've lived here for a long time, sometimes we ourselves need something, or perhaps we know somebody who needs something, and you go, okay, where do I go for that?
Yes, when you have a situation change and you're in a situation that you've not dealt with before, you may be completely unfamiliar with the resources in the community, even though you've lived here for years. I mean, I was born and raised here, and some of the places that are listed in here I had no idea existed or were available as services to this area.
Okay,
so it's a good resource.
It is, and I'm just so happy that it's there and you're keeping it up to date, because it's kind of a challenge to put that together and then to keep it up to date.
It is, but it's worth it for people to be able to access that and have options. There are multiple options in each category,
right,
so
right.
If you've tried one option and it's not working for you, this might give you some more ideas.
Yep, and it's all about networking, I think, sometimes. So, great. And someday we'll maybe talk a little more detail about that, but just know that that resource directory is online at Cass County Extension.
Mm-hmm.
And canning classes, be sure to call or go online. And
yes.
Get enrolled.
That's right.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Kate Olson.
No problem.
She is the program director for Cass County Extension, and we should say Iowa State University Extension.
That's
just
right.
To be sure we get that all in there. Okay, until next time, here's a thought. The thing that goes the furthest toward making life worthwhile, that costs the least and does the most, is just a pleasant smile.